Please state your name and affiliation too.
Sure. Hi, guys. Vahe Gregorian, Kansas City Star. I wonder if just for each of you, if you could think about what the earliest basketball game you've ever played local time has been, if you've ever played at 10:40 a.m. local time. And is there some serious adjustment here to being ready to play at that time of day?
I'll take this first. I believe that all of us growing up playing AAU, you know, we all play 8 a.m. games. So that's kind of been our warm up. But this whole week, Gates and the staff have been doing a good job of getting us up early and getting our heart rate going early so we could be ready for tomorrow.
Definitely. Yeah, like you said, you know, playing AAU coming up, you know, sometimes you have 8 o'clock games. Then you might have a back-to-back 8 o'clock, then 9:30. So, you know, it's nothing we haven't done in a while, but it's nothing we haven't done before. And I think we should be ready.
Most definitely. We came about a day or two earlier just to get used to the time zone change and everything like that. But basically what they said, just early AAU games at 8 a.m. Kind of make you feel like a kid again. So we'll be ready.
Gabe DeArmond with PowerMizzou.com. And this is for all three of you guys. I know you've all played in the NCAA tournament before. This may sound kind of stupid, but what's the difference in playing in the NCAA tournament and maybe winning in the NCAA tournament?
I would say we all were blessed with the opportunity to play here. We all haven't won a game here yet. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just basketball. So we're excited for the opportunity at hand. We're just going to take it one game at a time and, you know, hopefully accomplish that at the end.
I would say, playing in the NCAA tournament is, you know, obviously it's a big deal. It's the biggest collegiate tournament of the year. Yeah, like you said, we all made it here once. None of us made it out of the first round. So that's our biggest goal is to, you know, survive in advance.
Hi, Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. Trey, this is for you. Given your history with Coach Gates, I'm curious, sort of in your mind, what separates it, maybe what distinguishes it from other coaches you've had throughout your basketball life, and why has he been able to have such immediate impact and success at Missouri?
I would say the difference between him and other coaches is the relationship he built off the court. You know, he cares much about his players, more than just a basketball player. He actually wants to be in their wedding or at their wedding and all that. So I think that's the biggest thing. And for him and his success, I think he builds that bond, like I just said, but he checks all the boxes, the X and O's, the player development, the team bonding and all that. He just checks all the boxes and he genuinely cares. And once he gets his guys to genuinely care for each other off the court, I feel like on the court, take care of himself.
Bye.
Kobe, it's also sort of related to that. I wonder if you could just talk about or describe what took place with Coach Gates and as you were just getting to know him. And I know you considered the portal, but never went in it. But what did he get across to you in that first meeting with him, which I think was with your whole family?
Yeah, definitely. Like really just what Trey said, you know, his first words to me was if he's not invited to my wedding, by the time it's all said and done and I've moved on from, you know, the college, then he didn't do his job. So I knew then it was more than a business with him. I knew he wanted to build actual relationships and, he just cared more than just me putting the basketball in the hoop. So yeah, it was just, you know, just him wanting to build those strong relationships and caring more for, you know, your personal health than he does for what you can do for him. Definitely. Yeah. He opened my eyes, big time, off the rip. And, it led to me staying.
Nick and Trey, people tend to make a big deal of the labels of high major, mid major, different conferences. You guys have obviously both played at both levels. How important is it for you going into this game? And is it easier because you have so many guys that maybe came from that level to kind of ignore the idea that SEC versus Mountain West or anything?
We don't get caught up too much in, you know, level when it comes to basketball. Like you said, we've all been here before. At those levels, me being in Atlantic 10, him being in the Horizon. So we still have, even though we're at the high major level, we still have that mid-major chip on our shoulder because at the end of the day, we're still underrated and slept on around the country. So We don't really get caught up in that too much. Utah State's a good team, and it should be a really good game.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, you know, we all, most of the guys coming from mid-major, I feel like we know the chip that they have coming into this game, and they're a very great team with a very good coach, so we can't underestimate them. But like you said, we're still picked as the underdog, and that's how we would like it, and that's how we wouldn't want to know different.
Trey, I'm going to assume since you're here, the answer is yes, but are you fully expecting to play tomorrow?
Game time decision.
Nick, I wonder if you could just describe what you think it was about the way Coach Gates worked or the way you were received here that made it possible for you guys to mesh the way you have. I realize that's probably a broad thing to describe, and I know it goes back to June, but but what just in the personal aspects of it do you think have done that?
I think just sitting down in his office, talking to Coach Gates, after getting to know him for a little while, we share some of the same similar tendencies and like our personalities. So just building that relationship with him off the court, him telling me, you know, how valuable I am to this team and this program. And just, it was really everything off the court that led on to on the court. He has confidence in me and faith in me. And I can't really ask for a better coach. I'm glad I decided to come here, and I'm glad I get to play for him. So,
Kobe, the off the court thing reminded me of this too. Is it possible to describe how Coach Gates sort of re-recruited you in terms of just spending time with you? And did you feel like that was the key? That he was just spending the time with you, not really squeezing, not making you feel like you had to react one way or another?
Yes, sir. Definitely. I remember sort of the earlier, your first question, that meeting we had was right before I went home for break. We had the meeting and whatnot, and then I went home for like a week and a half back in Alabama, and, you know, he wouldn't overly call me. You know, he kept in touch, you know, asked how I was doing. He's even came to see me a few times at home, but, you know, he didn't make it like he didn't bombard me with attention trying to get me to stay or anything. And even when he talked to me, he wasn't trying to persuade me to stay. He was just having a regular conversation. And even when we got back and, you know, it was just three of us left from last year's team and his staff wasn't even fully there. It was just him and maybe Chase, his assistant. So he, I worked out with him a few times for 20 minutes each day, he wasn't trying to, you know, let me do the things that I wanted to do so that I would feel comfortable with staying. He was literally just trying to help me progress my game. And I got a lot done within that short amount of time.
Or whoever wants to answer, in looking at him on film and doing your scouting this week, is there anybody that you guys have played this year that you think kind of plays similarly to what Utah State does?
They have an offensive type of system like Alabama. You know, they want to space the floor with shooters, want you to gamble, overhelp, get fast and transition. So it's nothing we haven't seen before. It's a little bit of what we do, so we'll be prepared.
Question in the corner.
Jacob Nielsen, KSL.com in Salt Lake City. Nick, you're a guy who you've played a lot of different levels of basketball in your career. What is your perspective of the Mountain West Conference and of Utah State? Do you see the Mountain West as a major conference in terms of a multi-bid league, or do you see them as just another mid-major group?
I think, in my opinion, they're a little bit above the mid-major group. They have a lot of good teams out there. I personally know Nevada guard Keenan Blackshear, so I watched a couple of his games. So I know how tough the league is, and just over the years, you know, catching those games on a late night, you can see how good that league really is. So we're not underestimating them by any means. It's a basketball game at the end of the day, and we definitely respect them. And the Mountain West has our respect for sure.
Kobe, as the only guy who's played an NCAA tournament game in this uniform, obviously it's been a while since Missouri got to that next round. Do you have a sense of what this would mean to your fans and your program to come here and win a game? And also just on a broader scale, can you talk about the way that this fan base has embraced you guys this year?
Definitely. Yeah. They took our new team and Coach Gase with open arms. Surviving in this tournament would be so big for them, for us too. We've accomplished so much this season, and to see like the difference in Columbia right now is crazy. The fans are great. They show up to every game, weekend or weekday. I still get DMs talking about, you guys made history, made us so proud that you made it to the, the conference semifinal and, all types of things like that, 20 plus wins. So, that means so much to them, and that we really want to go out here and get this win for them.